4, RJN. TO November 4, RJN. N0TR. KO4HKX. N0TR.
KO4HKX here.
Well, I was just going to check on John, see how he was recuperating. Oh, I gotta take Miss Bernice to joint camp next Wednesday. I guess that lasts a few hours, but time's getting short. We're looking forward to hers. But how was your day, Patrick? I was trying to remember what I put John's number in the phone book here as. I hate to call him because he's still under pain medication, and he has to sleep, and then, you know, every 4 hours they wear off, so I don't want to disturb him. But I'm already disturbed, so you can holler at me anytime.
Yeah, you got the disturbed part right. But he used the pre-net check-in tonight, so he may be taking it easy.
He had to climb some stairs to get up to the radio room at one night, he said he'd overdone it. I wish he was closer. I'd go see him, but that's a long ways up there. Well, I went out and took the grandson's pellet gun, and I figured a way I could cock that stupid thing, because I'm not able to in most directions. I figured that out. I should have took a cheater bar. But those gammo pellets, they're just not worth the powder to blow them to you know where.
Every gun's different. I mean, you know that from shooting any other gun. They have ammo they like and ammo they don't. And you've got two exact same brands, serial numbered right after each other, and them not agree upon it.
I want to try out those Ruger ones. And also, I went online and was looking at different ones, and I noticed that almost all of them would have, 300, 400, 500 comments. And these RWS Precision Mats pellets, I'm trying to think of the name now. Already forgot it, and I just ordered some a while ago. But you can't get those till December 4th or December 5th. I think it was Benjamin Matt's pellets. You could get them sooner. They only had like, I don't know, 400 and some reviews, and they were like 61%, which ain't terrible. But when I went to those RWS Matt's ones, there was 1,435 comments, and they were way up there. I don't know, 91% or something like that. That
kind of
tells you something.
After that, with that many comments and it being that positive, you kind of have to trust it until you can find out for yourself.
They are wad cutters, you know. They're, well, I think no one of those is a dome pellet. Maybe that one's the one. I'd have to go back and research again. I've taken a shower since then, washed my brain cells away. But it all looked good on there, it really did. And so I ordered a box. They're not cheap. They're like $19 or something like that. But it's not what you call a hunting pellet, and I think he wants to use it to squirrel hunt with. But I imagine you'll wind up doing more target shooting than anything else. And you know how kids' concentration is. It's there 1 minute, and the next minute it's off. He's more into virtual reality and YouTubes than I think he ever will be on that.
Roger that. Well, I'll bring you some of the Ruger ones I have down there. I've got plenty of them, and you can give them a try. Like I said, every gun likes something different, so you just never know.
He set the parallax on that and the focus on the back. Now, I was only shooting a little over 20 yards. In fact, I think it is 20 yards out there. It's a picnic table. it did just what I told it to do. You know, when you're closer than 100 yards with a scope, you got to take quite a few clicks to get it to go the same distance, you know, because it's a quarter-inch click at 100 yards. But they felt very positive. And they were very repeatable. And they did exactly what I told them. But, you know, you have it just about in the bullseye, and you turn around, and the next pellet would be 6, 8, 10 inches low. So you know it was the pellets, because some of those were touching each other.
That was a spring one, wasn't it? Was it spring or was it air piston? I can't remember on that one.
You don't know. It's a Crossman Whisper or something or other. It looks like it's got a silencer on it, but it isn't silent. But it doesn't make a loud crack or anything. But without going over there, that sucker's heavy, I can tell you that, for an old man. I bet that thing weighs as much as the old 383s we carried in boot camp.
It being a little heavy, but I can't remember if it was spring operated or gas piston. And, I mean, you may get some inconsistency in the spring tension on it, I mean, or the gas piston, whichever it is. So you just got to watch that, too. Unless you get into the high-precision pellet rifles, I imagine that's always going to be a problem.
This is N0TR with KO4HKX. Fine business, Patrick. I did glance at the ones down at Walmart there, Taylor's, the other day, and they're a little over $100, I think, for that one. And I'm not positive on that. I was looking at some Crossmans there just for the heck of it, because I had no idea, because I didn't buy this one. Son-in-law bought it for the grandson. But, you know, you're not going to get Anschutz quality or something like that out of it. It's, it's a cheap rifle. But I think, without a doubt, and I don't know a lot what I'm talking about on these air rifles. I used to have a real nice Beeman when I was up in Kansas. But I think this is definitely spring operated.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, that could be some of it. You just never know on that kind of stuff until you learn about it. You might read some reviews on the gun and see if anybody has anything to say on it. You never know. I know with mine, I'll shoot good, and then all of a sudden there'll be one just out of nowhere. And so I just chalk it up and go on to the next one.
I did, Patrick, because it was just ridiculous whenever one of them would be a flyer. A high-powered rifle, a flyer might be an inch, you know, but not these things. But I was pretty pleased with that scope, I'll tell you. Only bad thing was, it wasn't that one, that was 1 inch. But my other one turned out to be 1.16 inches, and a 1-inch scope ring wouldn't work. You know, I never heard of 30 millimeters on a scope ring, but it was. Thankfully, they're cheap. But I am so crippled up tonight, you wouldn't believe it. I got that TENS unit on, it shocks you, you know. And that's just from cranking on that thing till I could get it up near the zero point. And I should have waited on son-in-law on that, but he is a busy man and got family to take care of. And I was bound and determined I was going to shoot that thing today. And it got a lot warmer than I thought. Bernice and I went out and we cleaned the chicken pen out and put in new sand and new, I don't know what you call them, wood chips, wood shavings. Put that in. I put in new seltzer in all the nests. And boxed it up basically for winter. And tomorrow we're going to go out and change out the 5-gallon system and clean it all out. I put some apple cider vinegar in it yesterday. Sand, oh man, that stuff, when it's wet, it's heavy, let me tell you. But we got that all done today, and then I'll get the water cleaned out tomorrow. And then it'll be good for quite a while now, because hot weather, algae grows, and cold weather, it don't. I guess it's going to rain Thanksgiving, and maybe Tuesday morning, Patrick.
Just a little while ago, I think they called for rain Thursday evening into Friday, I believe it was, up here.
Yeah, it's probably a little different weather pattern up there. How many miles north of me are you?
I would say no more than 40, but driving miles is probably, I don't know, 55, 60, somewhere in that range.
Oh, you got a nice picture of your truck on there. I didn't realize that thing was that long. I heard you telling somebody how long that thing was the other day. As the crow flies, Patrick, you are 25.6 miles. Ask me how I know that.
If you're looking at a picture of my truck, I'm going to say you're logged into QRZ.
Transylvania, you're up there with the vampires, ain't you? I didn't know that, Transylvania County.
I live in, born and raised here in Transylvania County. It's always been the subject when you go out somewhere and you tell the people that.
That vampire's name isn't Shane, is it?
I've never met him, so I really don't know what his name is, but the Shane I think you're talking about, I would say he's not a bloodsucker.
Walking out of the bushes, Patrick. I think he's on vacation this week, though.
He's on vacation from his job this week and I believe next, this coming week, last week and this coming week also. So, but he's always on vacation, right?
You guys are. You're hard workers. And I don't know how I used to drive those doubles down I-85. I took a test on that once, and I had to take, as I remember it, 3 tests to get my CDL license up in Chinook, Kansas. And one of them was on doubles. I did everything but the one on chemicals and that, you know. And Shane told me they really look at you on that, and then they check you and all this stuff regularly, and the restrictions are even tougher than they are. They're tough enough with a CDL, but, you know, knock on wood, I've never been in trouble for anything, but it just, I just didn't want that kind of responsibility, because all I was going to do if I had to drive a semi was drive a few blocks from our north plant to our south plant. I only had to do that 2 or 3 times. They caught one guy there in the plant, and he was a very fine truck driver, but he didn't have a CDL. And the last time that officer come in the plant, he went over to my boss's office, and I could hear him. He was not happy. And he says, the next time I catch this boy out there, he caught him a second time, and just driving from the north to the south plant, and they happened to be in a quick trip or something there on the corner. He says, next time that happens, he says, I'm going to take you out of here in handcuffs.
I mean, that's a pretty serious offense, honestly. So I can't say that I blame him. He's nice enough to give you a warning the first time. You might want to take heed.
There was one other guy that went and got his CDL, and I did too. I just thought it looked good on a resume if I ever had, you know, if you get to where you got to, when you got a family and 2 children, well, and a wife to take care of, you do what you got to do. And I thought they grandfathered it in, which was dumb on their part. For the first year, you could, if you had a chauffeur's license, a commercial chauffeur's, you could go take the test up at Chinook, and you didn't have to drive the vehicle. That meant you didn't have an officer coming out checking you for all of the, you know, checks you're supposed to do. And I thought, well, now's a good time to get that. And so in my spare time, I studied that. And, I think it was 60 miles up there to Chanute. I drove up there and took the test. And it was just nice to have. Cost me extra money every year. But when I come down here, they said, you got to pass the doctor's exam, you know. And I said, well, forget that. I don't want it anyways. I wanted to change back to a regular license up there in Kansas, and the old lady up there wouldn't let me. And down here, it was just easy as pie. She just said, well, you're not devil's boy if you can't pass that doctor's exam. And I said, well, I'd never pass it with heart trouble and all. So I don't have it anymore, and I don't care. I don't know if it costs, does it cost extra money down here?
It does. I can't remember how much it is, but I will find out next year because I've got to go renew mine.
In the land of Oz also. But it was real nice up there. But that DMV there in our little town, they were just alpha hotels. And they were typical government agencies back then, I guess. They were just plumb rude, and I'm glad I never had to deal with them anymore. Well, I'll let you go, Patrick. Thanks for coming back to me, and bring those Ruger pellets anyway, and I'll give them a try, but I gotta get my back in shape, my ribs back in shape from cranking on this thing today, and maybe by that time I can get a grandson up here or a son-in-law. I'm sure my neighbor Tim would do it for me, or his son-in-law. But I hate to ask. But anyway, I got it pretty close, so it shouldn't take much to finish zeroing it in. I think I might have to move it another half inch or so. And I don't know what the trajectory is on those, because, well, I can set the shooting bench up at 30 yards. I was shooting 20. But he's going to be shooting around 30, so I need to... I don't want them cranking on those azimuth and vertical crosshairs in there. And once I give it to him, we want him to leave them alone. You know, they'll screw it up. If you haven't got experience with those, you can really louse things up. All right, I'll catch you later on the net. And I think tonight's your night. KO4HK Action 0TR. Send freeze, Patrick.
Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. KO4HKX, now it is my night.
Tuesday looks like it'll be good to stop by. This is N0TR clear.
KO4HKX, standing by for the net.